A request to waive the city's residency requirement for Safety Service Director Blaine Lewis has been denied by Alliance City Council. The waiver failed on a 4-2 vote Monday. Members Chris Bergara, Jennifer Kiko, Cindy King, and Ed Lonis voted no. State law requires Lewis to establish residency in the city within 6 months of his March hiring. Council also approved legislation to purchase a new sewer vacuum truck, provide additional funding for 2 police cruisers, and honor outgoing council president Art Garns, who resigned due to ill health. The Stark County Republican Central Committee will interview applicants Monday afternoon and appoint Garns' replacement. 2 women recovering after being shot inside a Canton home Monday night. Police say officers responded just before 10 to the 500 block of Hazelett Avenue Northwest after reports of shooting in the home. A 33-year-old Canton woman was hit in the back. A 30-year-old woman suffered a gunshot wound to the leg. Both were taken to a hospital. 3 children were also in the home but were not hurt. Police say the shooting could be connected to the July 18th shooting death of 20-year-old Ryan Stanford. No suspect has been identified. First responders credited with rescuing a man after his pickup went off I-77 in Canton and into Nimishillen Creek. The Canton Fire Department says crews were called around 6:30 Monday night and found the truck upside down in the water with the driver trapped inside. Crash happened near the Route 800 exit. Firefighters freed the man and performed CPR before taking him to Altman Hospital in critical condition. Investigators still working to determine why the truck left the northbound lanes. Man due in Mahoning County Court in Sebring Thursday morning to answer felony charges from an alleged assault in Smith Township. Police say 20-year-old Glenn Martin of Alliance is charged with patient abuse, caretaker assault, and a functionally impaired person and felony theft. Investigators say a developmentally disabled woman who received services from an in-home care provider was hospitalized July 1st after staff discovered multiple severe bruises. Police say Martin had been staying with the victim and her family. The investigation identified him as the person responsible for the injuries. Federal investigators say a Canton restaurant owner was running a drug operation. 45-year-old Jarek Daniels of Canton pleaded guilty in March to distributing methamphetamine and heroin, as well as illegal firearms possession. Authorities say May 2025 raids at his Navarre Road Southwest home and restaurant turned up 8 pounds of meth, 170 grams of heroin, cocaine, and 10 guns. Daniels was sentenced last month to 15 years in prison. His firearms are being forfeited. A woman is out on bond after Alliance police say she caused a standoff that lasted more than 20 minutes. 20-year-old Anasia Lee Cyrus of Alliance was arrested Saturday night at home the 800 block of South Liberty Avenue. Cyrus accused of threatening to shoot officers while she was in possession with a knife and a hammer and claimed to have a gun before she was taken into custody. Cyrus pleaded not guilty Monday to aggravated menacing, inducing panic, and obstructing official business charges. She posted bond of $5,000. Timken reporting higher sales and an increased earnings forecast for 2026. The company says second quarter sales total $1.26 billion, up 7.5% from last year. Jackson Township-based Timken reporting adjusted earnings of $1.83 per share and says both of its business segments saw sales growth during the quarter. Maker of engineered bearings and industrial motion products now expects full-year adjusted earnings of between $6.05 and $6.35 per share. Strong demand and higher shipments driving healthy performance for Metallus. The company reported first quarter net sales of more than $341 million and net income of $8.9 million. That marks an increase from $3.7 million a year ago and $5.4 million the previous quarter. The Canton-based steelmaker also cited increased shipments, improved pricing, and product mix. Metallus says its order book is healthy and expects profits to improve through the rest of the year. New restrictions coming to Massillon for future data center developments. The Independent reports City Council voted 7-1 Monday to limit data centers to heavy industrial zoning areas and require new facilities to be at least 400 feet from residential districts. Rules also require developers to verify water, electric, and wastewater capacity, along with noise requirements. The city's data center moratorium is set to expire Friday. An investigation spanning nearly 2 years has sent a Streetsboro man to federal prison for child sexual abuse material offenses. 36-year-old Eric Spreitzer admitted receiving, distributing, and possessing the illegal images between January 2024 and last October. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison, followed by 15 years of supervised release. Investigators found numerous files on his electronic devices, including images of children under the age of 12.